Welcome back to the RCJ podcast, everyone. This is your host, Raphael. Today is Sunday, November 10th at the time of recording this podcast. Last week I took a little break from the show because, there was no real reason, actually. I was just kind of a little busy and didn't really find the time to be able to record, and there was a lot going on, so couldn't really record a podcast, but here we are, we're back on, and let's go ahead and do what we normally do, and that is we take a look at the weather. All right, so our weather today was a little bit on the warmer side. It was a high of 83 degrees in the LA area. Actually, we had 90 degree weather over the last 2 days here in Southern California, which kind of sucked, but seems to be becoming more and more common for our fall to feel like we're still in summer. But by the time that the evening comes around, you know, it starts to feel a little cooler. So that's not necessarily too bad. So that's the weather here in Southern California. And hopefully we should start to get a little cooler now over the next couple of days. Today is Sunday, right? So tomorrow's Monday, November 11th, and that means that we have a major holiday here in the United States. We're celebrating our veterans. It's Veterans Day. It's Veterans Day tomorrow, and it's a day that's dedicated to gratitude toward the brave women and men that have served in the armed forces here in our country, here in the United States. And so I'd like to personally say thank you to all of our troops that have served to help keep our nation safe for everybody. So really appreciate it. We are so thankful for your bravery and for everything that you did. So I hope you guys have a wonderful day tomorrow. There's usually really nice events going on around the areas too. So if anybody is interested in going to something like that and you find it something very interesting, go ahead and post about it and let us know on the RCG podcast. Tomorrow also happens to be not just Veterans Day, but for my family. Somebody in our family celebrates a birthday, and it's my little brother Joseph's birthday tomorrow. He's my baby brother, but he's not really much of a baby anymore come tomorrow. He's going to be, 11 years old, which it's just crazy for me to think about. But my little brother was basically born around the beginning of my senior year of high school. So, September and October rolled by basically, but, I still think that's kind of the beginning sort of, I'm going to talk about my little brother actually a little bit today. So I remember being so upset when my parents told my sisters and I that we were going to have another sibling. So hear me out. My mom had a pretty bad pregnancy with my sisters, Maritza and Lupe. And when my sister Lupe was born back in 2002, my mom actually, she fell into a coma, which was really scary. I can't remember how long she was in the coma, but it was anytime that anybody's in a coma, it's not good, you know? So it's always scary. You never know how long it can be till they wake up, or, you know, you never know if they'll wake up, but I was 11 years old when that happened, so you can imagine how traumatizing that must have been for an 11-year-old kid who wasn't sure whether or not his mom was going to wake up or not, you know, and so thankfully my mom was able to wake up from her coma, it was still pretty scary, and so my mom suffers from unstable blood pressure and cholesterol issues, and so, you know, typical Hispanic illnesses, and that all contributed to the fact when she ended up in the coma. So when she woke up from her coma and she was told that she could not have any more pregnancies, or she shouldn't have any more pregnancies because otherwise she'd be at a high risk for dying. Scary. So she wasn't supposed to have another kid. And so after my sister Lupa was born, we all thought that our family was basically done, you know, no more siblings. And that was the end of that. So that meant that I couldn't have my dream brother anymore because I always wanted a baby brother. And especially with all my younger siblings, I kept thinking that at least one of them would be a boy so that we could do boy stuff and play together. But that never happened. So I grew up with four girls at home, right? My mom, and my three younger sisters. My sister Lulu and I are a year and a half apart. My sister Maritza and I are 9 years apart. Maritza was born in 2000. And my sister Lupa and I are 11 years apart. And again, she was born in 2002. So I ended up playing with my sister Lulu quite a bit, or at least whenever we weren't arguing. Because, of course, as all good siblings do, we did have our good days and bad days. So she loved playing with her Barbies, and I loved playing with my Power Rangers toys and my Transformers. It was great. Had a grand old time. But basically, we both played together, of course, and I had to be using one of my toys whenever we'd play, and she'd have one of her dolls, or if she didn't want, because there would be the occasional times when we'd play, she didn't want me to play with my toys if I played with her, so she'd give me her Ken dolls or whatever her boy dolls was. But I was always one of the boy dolls, or using one of my Transformers or one of my Power Rangers toys, something like that. So, basically, I was outnumbered here. I was the only guy. My dad and I were the only guys, but there was no other boy for me to play with. So I guess God had my prayer way down the line for my baby brother, because as luck would have it, I did have my little brother, of course, but, you know, not during my childhood. So early on, back in 2008, right, my parents tell us that we're going to have a sibling. We're going to have another sibling. And at first they told us that, and I thought, okay, well, we all thought, like, okay, these guys are, they're joshing, right? Ooh, I can't believe I said that. They're joshing. That's such a weird term. I was like, okay, these guys must be messing around with us. But, you know, Lupa by that time would have been six. And so there was no other sibling that was on the way. I mean, we thought that that was it. She was already 6 years old, and we didn't think that another sibling was going to be on the way. Well, another sibling really was on the way. And I just remember I lost it. I started crying. I started crying because I started to think, oh my gosh, all the memories from 2002, thinking my mom's going to die. The doctors told her not to have another baby. And here she is having another baby. And so I'm thinking, this baby is going to kill my mom. And it was going to be my senior year of high school, so I thought that my mom was not going to be around for not just my senior year, but for, like, the rest of my life. And, you know, the thought of that was just really scary. I think the thought of our parents dying, I mean, even though, you know, it's a natural part of life, but especially when you're young, it just doesn't feel right. So it was scary, but needless to say, the year that she was pregnant with my little brother, I was so, and I'm not kidding, I was so full of resentment and hate toward this little kid that wasn't even born yet. But I'd constantly tell her, and I'd constantly say from the womb, how much I hated his guts. It was bad. I kid you guys not. It was so bad how much I trash-talked my little brother while he was in my mother's womb, that when he was born on November 11th, I remember being so nervous when my parents rushed to the hospital and thinking, this is it, this little kid did it. And then I kind of thought to myself, okay, wait a moment, we've made it this far. And surprisingly, my mom actually had a pretty good pregnancy. So I was like, okay, I guess there's hope that she'll make it. And thankfully she did. She was beyond well, actually, because after giving birth to my brother, there was no problems with her at all, the way that she'd had when she had Lupa and Maritza. So when I went to the hospital and I finally see the boy, something just, like, came over me. Like, all those feelings of anger, being upset, they just basically went away. And I remember seeing in that moment just a new baby brother. And I just remember being happy, like, okay, my mom is well. This is actually a brother and not a sister. I mean, I still had a lot of growing to do to fully accept him, but I was like, there he is. And again, he was healthy. My mom was healthy. So things were good. My mom wanted so much for me to love my little brother, because she saw how much, you know, she'll tell you this if you ever meet her. She'll tell you how much I hated my little brother. And she says that she really wanted me to love him so much that she named him Joseph because it was a name that I had said that I would like for a brother. And my little brother, he's a great kid. And it's incredible how much that kid loves being around me and how much I really love my little brother. It's also funny how when he was a baby, right? And people would see my mom and I and my little brother, they'd say, "Oh my gosh, is that Raphael's son?" And we'd tell the people that he was my brother, and they'd look at my mom and say, "Wait, what? You had another kid? Like they really expected this kid to be my son?" So I was like, "Okay, no, this is not my son. This is my little brother." And yeah, it was a thing that I always had to explain. And this happened like for quite a number of years while my little brother was even younger, but a toddler and all that. But yeah, it was just hilarious that people thought he was my son, but. He definitely loves doing stuff with me, and it's really an awesome feeling. I love it. And it's crazy to think that tomorrow he'll be 11 years old, November 11th, 2019, right? He'll be 11 years old. But Joe, I love you, little buddy, and thanks for being an amazing and awesome brother. I wish you'd been born sooner when I was still a kid, but it's all good. It's all good. I love spending time with you now and getting to do the stuff that we get to do, taking you out. It's great. So I may not have been as close to you in age, but we're still very close. So yeah, I hope you have a great birthday, buddy. So we'll have a good time tomorrow, I'm sure. And lucky for him, he's super lucky, I tell him, and he knows it too, but he will always get his birthday off, which is both a good thing and a bad thing, I suppose, because if he ever wants to do something with his friends, it's going to be nice to know that he'll have the day off since it's also a national holiday. And so, he, especially as he gets older, right, high school and all, like they'll be super happy to just be like, "Oh yeah, like we can have like do whatever like for Joe's birthday." So that'll be fun. Although I don't know if he'd probably want to be recognized at school, because he probably doesn't get many birthday hats at school. And so you guys know how when you're in elementary school, teachers always do like a really special thing for birthdays, like. It's either you get like a special hat or you get a special recognition of some sort, something for your birthday, right? Like a special snack. I don't know, you know, whatever teachers do for birthdays, right? I've never asked him if any of his teachers have ever done something for his birthday because, again, his birthday is on a holiday and it's on a holiday that will always be off. So, I don't know if his teachers will do something that like the weekend before or the day after. I don't know. I'll have to ask him this year, see if they do anything for him or if they did anything for him on Friday last week or maybe on Tuesday. I'll ask him at the end of the day, like, "Hey, did they do anything for your birthday at school?" also, it's crazy to think, but changing topics a little bit. This week is basically the middle of the month of November, which, guys, that means that we're officially closer to the end of the year. The holiday season is closer and closer, and that means that the Christmas music already is playing. If you're in the Southern California area and you listen to Coast 103.5, shout out to Coast 103.5, one of my favorite radio stations, actually. They are already playing their Christmas music on the radio. They started playing Christmas music starting at 5 p.m. on Friday, November 8th this year. So, Christmas usually lasts through... The Christmas music, sorry. It'll last through January 1st. So, all of this month of November, whatever remains of it, and then all of December is basically Christmas music. And then I think like the first of the year, like January 1st is like a half day kind of like they'll start with holiday music at the beginning and like a mix of regular on the radio music again, just to get back into the normal the norm of radio. So yeah, but I absolutely love this time of the year. It always puts me in a really cheerful mood. And although it's a super busy time of the year at work, because being a church musician, that means that we have a lot of celebrations, actually, especially in the Catholic faith. So actually, at the beginning of November, we celebrate All Saints and All Souls. So that's kind of where it really begins. And then we have Thanksgiving celebrations. And since I'm at a very multicultural church, there's a lot of Hispanics, a lot of Filipinos, a lot of Anglo families. I mean, there's a lot of walks of life people here. But there are a lot of Hispanics and a lot of Filipinos at St. Francis of Rome. And so with Hispanics, we're really big on celebrating Our Lady of Guadalupe and Posadas. And with Filipinos, we do Simbangabi. So when I was at St. Genevieve, back over in Panorama City, right, Simbangabi was a big deal. They have 9 days of Simbangabi. It's a 9-day novena is what they call it, which is it's traditional in the Philippines. And it's 9 days of going to Mass. It's the equivalent to, it's the Filipino equivalent to the Hispanic Posadas. So if you know Posadas, you know what I'm talking about. Again, they're like a 9-day waiting time period before Christmas Day. And both traditions start on December 16th. But there are two major differences between the two, aside from like languages and all that. But for Posadas, Hispanics celebrate the festivities in the evening time. So they're doing rosaries, piñatas, and all sorts of other like games and like fun stuff as well. For Simbangabi, it's different. And at least at St. Genevieve, it was at the very early hours of the morning. And I'm kidding. I kid you not. When I mean early, I mean early. And this is for 9 days straight. 4 a.m. 4 in the morning. Every day, starting December 16th through December 24th. 4 a.m. Mass. Well, 5 a.m. actually. But thank God at St. Genevieve, right? It was at 5. But still, it meant that I had to be up by like 3:30 or so, because I had to get to Panorama City at a decent amount of time, and it's the early hours of the morning. And so yeah, it was a lot of waking up really early. So that first year that I did Simbangabi, 2017, was like very shocking and very tiring. What shocked me was that there's so many people that actually arrive. Like every day, every single day of Simbangabi at St. Genevieve was packed full. Like, I'm talking like it's like it looked like Christmas Day or Easter, attended by my once a year Catholics. Yeah, if you're listening out there, you're one of those once a year Catholics. That's what it felt like. Yeah, so it looked like a Christmas Day or an Easter Day Mass, but it was really nice, and I loved getting to do these Masses, actually. I really enjoyed it, of course, the people that I got to work with and all, and just the way that they did things was very nice. It's just, most musicians, and if you're a musician, you can probably relate, we are not very good morning people. Actually, I think we're the worst when it's morning, so... I mean, I wasn't rude or anything, but yeah, I definitely wasn't as cheerful until after Mass was over. So yeah, but, that was at St. Genevieve. Here at St. Francis, thankfully, we only have 1 day of Simbangabi. So that means just one Mass. And this year it's on Friday, December 20th. So that'll be nice. And here's the best part. It's in the evening. I love it. I don't have to get up super early. It's great. So I'm happy to do Simbangabi, and especially because it's not super, super early in the morning. But the time at St. Genevieve doing the Simbangabi was pretty fun, though. So yeah, but yeah, sleeping in is even better. So we have those celebrations, and then we have Christmas Eve Mass, we have Christmas Day, and then we have New Year's Day. Then we have a small little break. before we start the Lenten season, which then it's like, it really is super short. It's like a month or so, month and a half. And then it's crazy time all over again. But like I said, I love it. It's great. And I love being where I'm at. And I love doing the stuff that I get to do. But yeah, it's a great time of the year. I love the holidays time, the holiday season. And with Coast playing the music, it makes it all the better, you know? And I love listening to the Christmas music because it gets me into the spirit of the holidays. And my pastor here at St. Francis, Father Richard, he absolutely hates hearing Christmas music so early. And I'm sure that maybe even most of you or some of you that are listening to the podcast are like, yeah, I'm with him on that. but I love it. But I told him actually last week, I said, hey, they're going to start playing the Christmas music on Coast. It's going to start Friday at 5. And he was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. So I think this year, what I'm going to do is, I haven't had a chance to do it yet, but when he walks into the office, I'm going to play Christmas music and I can already hear his reaction. So it's going to be great. Yeah. But it's so funny. He says that Christmas music shouldn't begin, or anything Christmas should not begin until December 16th. So it's not just the music, like even the decorations. We'll decorate the office here. I say it like that because, again, I used to work here before I was working at St. Genevieve, right? But yeah, so we'll decorate the office here and he'll come in on December 1st or whenever we start decorating. Sometimes it's like literally after Thanksgiving, we'll start decorating, but we start decorating. He walks in and he's like, oh my gosh, take that stuff down. And it's the best. I love it. Father Richard, you're hilarious. We're going to deck your office with a lot of, Christmas cheer, December 1st. Oh my gosh. Hey, so last week we ended daylight savings. I know I'm shifting gear here again. We ended daylight savings, which means that we don't get to see the sun as much. And honestly, I'm not a fan of that. It's one of the things I don't like about the fall winter time, especially being a photographer and a videographer. Yeah, I love daylight. I mean, I just love daylight in general. It's all, you feel safer in the light, right? And it sucks because when I go into work, there's sun, it's a really beautiful day, especially like on those mornings, you know, you wake up and it's like, wow, there's going to be like a really, really beautiful day later. Like, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, you go into work, there's a lot of sun. And then by the time that I leave work, it's like, where's the sun? Like it's gone. There's no sun. And so, yeah, for that reason, this time, the time change, that sucks. It gets dark by like 5:30 here. So, well, actually like 5:20 or so, something like that. It's like already dark. Like it looks like 9 o'clock at night or something. Yeah. So, that doesn't mean that, it means that I don't get to capture as much, photos during the day, like day photos or anything like that. Which kind of bums me out, but then it also kind of makes me think about that, well, I can go and get some, like, nice, like, night photos, and I haven't done night photography in a while, so, and the reason why I don't do it often is because night photography is actually, it's kind of challenging. It's really hard because, you really need to get a lot of light, and so, the only way to do that is you gotta get some really nice lenses. Or you get like artificial light, right? So like lamps or, you know, things like that. For video though, so it's a little easier for photography, right? If you're a photographer, you know what I'm talking about. You're able to boost up the ISO, which is digital light. And aside from your aperture that comes from the lens, depending on what lens you have. So the lower the number of aperture for a lens, the more light you'll get naturally into the camera. But if not, then that means that you have to bump up the digital light, the ISO. And I mean, you can only get up to a certain point before you start seeing like little grain. Yeah, it's not very pretty. Especially if it's not the style that you're going for. So yeah, but, you gotta have really nice lenses, and which that means that, If you're going to try to buy a really nice lens, you're going to pay a really nice and high price. So, and I'm not talking like a couple high hundreds. I'm talking like thousands of dollars, like $1,500 to $3,000 lenses. Like there's even lenses that are $10,000 or $15,000. I'm not kidding. So depending on the type of photography or video that you're doing, you're paying a lot of money. So photography and videography are no joke and they are not cheap hobbies. So just if that's something that you're looking into, just be aware of that. But I still love it. I love posting my photos for people. I like that they see it. I love making videos for people to watch, even though I've slowed down a little bit on the video side of things. But actually, recently I posted two videos of some psalms that I wrote, and I'm hoping to be able to post more. But there are also other videos that I want to shoot and post. But I just haven't gotten my mind cleared enough to put ideas down and make them happen. So if anybody out there would like to work on some photos or do a photo shoot, or if you've got some really fun video ideas, let me know. You know, I'm always looking for people who'd like to collaborate and do something fun. Actually, it's been one of my life, I shouldn't say lifelong, but it's been one of my dreams, especially since I recently started video and photography again. But with video, I've been wanting to write a scripted short film and shoot it. I've always been fascinated by that, actually. Back when I was in high school with some friends, I wrote a script. It was like an adventure fantasy kind of a script. We sat down, like we actually had a quote unquote table read to go through the script and see like, okay, this is what we're going to do. These are your characters, like things like that, like just amongst friends. Right. But of course, not all my friends were like super actors or anything, but it was just like a fun project that we were all kind of like, yeah, let's do it. This sounds like something fun for us to do. So, that was back in high school. And I remember in high school, I really wanted to become a cameraman, or I really wanted to do something with movies, whether it was directing or, you know, but I didn't know what other jobs there were that made a movie. You know, now I do. I mean, there's so many people that are involved in making a movie. And even though you see all these credits at the end of a movie, like most of the time people don't sit to go through the names, but, I don't do it all the time, but I will, especially for movies that I really enjoyed. I'll stay and watch all of the credits when I'm at the theater, because I think it's just a very respectful thing to do, especially because people, they really put up a lot of effort. They spent a lot of years making this film, and whatever part they had to play in this, big or small, from production, crew to cast, like everybody involved, like it's a big deal. So yeah, it's I wanted to do something with movies, I remember, in high school, but obviously that didn't happen. I ended up doing music, which I absolutely love, but I knew somewhere in my heart that I wanted to do something with video, and here we are. I ended up posting my first YouTube video back in August 2017, and then I got more serious in November 2017, actually on my brother's birthday that year, and that was the second video I posted, and I've been posting videos ever since. And then recently I got into podcasts, of course. As you know, I started this podcast middle of September of this year, 2019, so it's been fun, but I do miss doing videos, and I love doing things with people. So that's why I've had guests on the show. It's been really fun. And even though today's podcast is just little old me, and there's no other guests on the show today, but I hope that that's been okay. I love working with people, collaborating with people, and getting to just have conversations or getting to put ideas together. It's fun. Being creative together is just, it's a great thing. And I think I just need to find the people who want to work on fun projects with me. And so if that's you, then let me know. Send me, send me a message or something, and let's do something. Let's write a script. Let's make a funny video or a music video or some kind of fun video or some other project, you know. But let's work. Let's do something together, okay? All right, everyone. I think we're gonna end the episode right here. It's kind of a short episode today, but I hope you guys have enjoyed it. I mean, I've had a really good time with this episode, and it's been a really long time since I've done a podcast just me on my own, and it's just me and you, and I hope that that's okay. But we're going to end the podcast right here for this episode, and I'm going to be off to enjoy some time with my family now. It is Sunday evening, after all, and also get some sleep, because, tomorrow's a holiday, so, and also my sleep schedule is just all over the place, so it'll be good to catch up on my sleep. 28 years old, and I still think that my body is, like, in high school, so I gotta reevaluate my mind on that sense, my sleep. So, yeah, but please be sure to give the podcast a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, guys. I mean, it really helps the show to get discovered more on there, on any platform that you listen to podcasts on. You know, if you're able to give it a good rating or recommend it, please do share the podcast with your friends, with your family. We like to have a good time here on the podcast. And remember, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, just reach out to me on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. My social media information can be found in the episode description. Check it out. And you can also see some of my photos and links to YouTube videos and other fun projects. So, yeah. And again, if you guys want to work on a fun video project, let me know. It'll be great. We'll have a really good time. It'd be fun. So let's do it. Let's have some fun doing some video projects, or let's hop on a podcast episode. All right. Thank you, everyone, again for listening. Have a good night. Good morning. Enjoy your walk, your commute, your class, your lunch, your restroom break, whatever it is that you're doing as you're listening to this. So we'll catch you guys on the next one, and we'll talk to you all soon. Take care. Bye-bye.